And in that region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were filled with fear. But the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, be not afraid. Behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which shall be for all people, that unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign for you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with that angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace with those with whom God is pleased." I grew up in the era of great Broadway musicals. My Fair Lady, Sound of Music, The Music Man, just all sorts of wonderful Broadway musicals. And I have to say, as a child, I didn't much like them. They didn't strike me as true to life. Nobody in the midst of real life suddenly stops and breaks out into song. However, the longer I've lived, the older I've become, the more I realize that maybe they are true to life. That in moments of triumph, in moments of despair, in moments of anguish, in moments of joy and exuberance, there are times when you find yourself breaking into song. And so it is this morning. My heart is so full of joy that I cannot help but sing, "My Lord, what a morning. My Lord, what a morning. My Lord, what a morning when the stars begin to fall." Yes. You see, you might be thinking this morning there's no real preaching going on. It's just singing. But the Bible would contradict you, because much of the centrality of the biblical word is produced and proclaimed through song. In fact, the more I studied the Christmas story one morning, it hit me like a flash. The Christmas story is a musical. The Christmas story is a musical. You've heard those words from the Bible, "Comfort ye, comfort ye, Jerusalem. Speak tenderly to the city of God." But do you know the context in which those words were uttered? The 10 tribes of Israel had been conquered by the Assyrians and had vanished from the face of the earth. The tribe of Judah had lasted another 100 years, but the Babylonians had come and conquered that country and destroyed the temple and exiled the people, and it seemed as if the nation of Israel would be no more. But over against this atmosphere of humiliation, estrangement, anguish, heartache, over against a sense of hopelessness, a poet breaks out in prophetic utterance and sings.
Every mountain shall be Lord, and God's promise shall prove sure, God's promise shall prove pure, and a Savior will come to us. Don't worry, children, God's comfort nears. Great dawn will surely break. All evil will soon wither. Deliverance soon comes hither. God's word shall speak anew. God's word shall soon prove true. And a Savior will come to us.
Yes, indeed. That prophet's word rang true. It came true. Seemingly invincible Babylon was conquered by God's strange instrument, the Persian king Cyrus, who freed the Hebrew people and allowed them to go home, to rebuild their land, to rebuild their temple, to reclaim their nation. Alas, that freedom was short-lived. Alexander the Great came and conquered all of Palestine, and his seemingly invincible kingdom eventually gave way to the kingdom and empire of Rome. And one day, to assert his authority and to enrich his coffers, one of the Caesars of Rome declared that there must be a census in Palestine, and every Jewish male must report to his hometown and register. Among the throng headed toward Jerusalem and a small town called Bethlehem, there was a young married couple, a young man and his very pregnant young wife. But the child she carried was not just any child. 9 months before, an angel of God had come to her and said, "You are going to give birth to the Lord's anointed. You're going to give birth to the Messiah." You can imagine she was absolutely petrified by that announcement, astounded by it. And the angel calmed her. And as he spoke his word of calm, he couldn't help but break out into a song.
I shall be the Most High Son. Of his rule there'll be no end. You shall bear the chosen one. God to man has proved a friend. My dear child, you found God's favor. Of your faith we'll sing forever. Glory to the Lord Most High. In your womb great joy draws nigh. Glory to the Lord Most High. In your womb great joy draws nigh. The Son you bear shall reign eternal. The babe you rear shall fail us not. Take your part in God's great story. Know that glory is your lot. My dear child, God's Christ is given, that the world may know true living. Glory to the Lord Most High. In your womb great joy draws nigh. Glory to the Lord Most High. In your womb great joy draws nigh.
Of course, the fact that God had chosen an ordinary, obscure peasant girl to give birth to the long-awaited, long-foretold Messiah is absolutely amazing. And no one was more aware of the irony of the God of the universe choosing a peasant girl, mixing the majestic and the mundane, than Mary herself. And yet, though her choice as the bearer of the Christ petrified her, though it struck fear in her core, that fear gave way to praise, that confusion gave way to song, and she burst into music and sang. Indeed, Mary and Joseph accepted their role as agents of the Christ story. As frightening as it was, they gave of themselves, and God elicited from them profound acts of faith and trust. And so in that crowded little town, Mary went into labor, and an innkeeper provided them the warmth, the security, and the safety of a cave, a manger, where she could give birth to her child. Meanwhile, out on a nearby field, there were some shepherds. They were young, they were undoubtedly poor, and in the eyes of the religious establishment, they were considered ritually unclean. Because they dealt constantly with animals, they were deemed unfit for inclusion in a religious fellowship. They were unclean. And yet, in keeping with God's theme of elevating the lowly to positions of glory, God's amazing ethic of inclusion, who should appear to these poor, defiled youngsters with their sheep but an angelic messenger? An angelic messenger who says to them this extraordinary news: unto you this day is born in the city of David, the Savior of the world. And this will be a sign. You shall go and find him, a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly that angelic messenger was joined by a heavenly choir, singing and swaying to my mind like a great black gospel choir, singing, glory, glory to God in the highest. I sing peace on earth those with whom God is pleased. I sing glory, glory to God in the highest. I sing peace on earth, peace on earth those with whom God is pleased. I sing glory, glory to God in the highest. I sing peace on earth those with whom God is pleased. How could the shepherds stay where they were? They were already on their feet dancing. They moved to Bethlehem. They found the babe. They worshiped. And they found themselves filled with joy, so that as they left and went through that little hamlet, they couldn't help but break out into song. Go tell it on the mountain, Over the hills and everywhere, go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Shone a holy light.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. And from that night, the music of the Christ has reverberated throughout the world. But it only will continue to reverberate if your voice is a part of the song. The joy is only your joy when you claim the story as a part of your own. And so it is this morning, we invite you to respond to the invitation of the Christ. We invite you to claim the Christ as Savior and Lord. We invite you to add your voices to the voices of the shepherds. As amazing as it seems, God wants ordinary people like you and me to carry on the music of the Christ, to sing together, "Go tell it on the mountain, Jesus Christ is born." Who would not want to be a part of such a fellowship as this? Who would not want to claim the promise of the Christ as Savior? Who would not want to come splice your life into this community by transfer of letter or statement to come make family with us on this day? Respond to the invitation. Add your voices to the song as we stand and sing together.